This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
We're now days away from the first primary vote of the presidential election season, and yet many voters in Iowa can't seem to make up their minds. Next Tuesday, will it come down to eeny, meeny, miny, leave it blank? It's Wednesday, December 28th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out this week, so our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is joining me up north here. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to start with two undecided voters in Iowa, find out why the Hawkeyes can't seem to make up their minds, and why is it so dangerous to be a police officer these days, even though crime is down? We'll answer that for you. And what are you talking about? Well, you're talking about what you think the top story of 2012 will be.
My name is Beth Wallach from Greene County, Pennsylvania. Please cover the Marcellus shale industry. It's a huge industry that has some potential to help America, but it's also destroying our county.
Give us your ideas on what big story from 2011 will become a big story in 2012. 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's take a look at our top stories this morning.
Tens of thousands of North Koreans lined the streets in snowy Pyongyang this morning to watch Kim Jong-il's funeral procession. As a black hearse carrying the country's dear leader made its way to the capital, mourners wailed and sobbed. One state TV host was especially emotional during the broadcast. Today's event spotlighted his son and successor, Kim Jong-un, who was seen tearfully walking alongside the motorcade. According to state media, the late dictator died of a heart attack on December 17th. The two-day funeral service will continue tomorrow.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian authorities of hiding detainees from Arab League monitors in the country. A team of about 60 observers arrived in the city of Homs yesterday. In an unverified YouTube video, crowds in that city chanted, quote, "God salute the free army." Observers were not allowed to see all areas of Homs because of security restrictions. The watchdog group says hundreds of detainees have been moved to restricted military sites and has asked the monitors to insist on full access. Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska announced he will not seek re-election next year. Democrats are scrambling to find a candidate to fill his seat. 70-year-old conservative Democrat has a record of sometimes voting against his own party, but his departure will make it more difficult for Democrats to maintain their very slim majority in the Senate.
While on vacation in Hawaii, meanwhile, President Obama nominated a Democrat and a Republican to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The nominees are Democrat and Harvard professor Jeremy Stein and Republican Jay Powell, who was a Treasury official in the George H.W. Bush administration. By pairing a Republican and Democrat, the president may be hoping for easy passage.
Good luck.
If confirmed by the Senate, and that's an if, Celeste, the pair will fill two vacant spots on the 7-member board of the Federal Reserve.
For the first time in several months, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is back in a Cairo courtroom. The ousted leader is accused of corruption and ordering the killing of 840 protesters during the demonstrations that led to his downfall earlier this year. He could face the death penalty if he's found guilty.
The FBI says holiday gun sales are at record levels. The number of criminal background checks, which are required to buy firearms, has already surpassed the previous record, more than 1.5 million. That's a record that was set last month. The National Rifle Association says the figures show more people feel they need guns for self-defense, but a leading gun control organization says the spike in sales may be due to repeat buyers.
Let's check the markets. Asian markets mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures a little bit right now. The Dow will start at 12,291, the S&P at 1,265, the NASDAQ at 2,293. So we're wondering what brands will not survive 2011. Which brands will disappear before we reach the new year? Blockbuster, Sears, Corn Pops. We're going to be looking at the familiar brands that may be seeing a a sunset at this point. We're also looking at why police forces are shrinking around the country. Well, that's due to budget cuts, but what effect is that having on the job of being a police officer? In fact, police deaths are increasing. First, though, we preview next week's Iowa caucus. Two undecided voters join us to see what they're actually looking for in a candidate.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.